Lesson 11, Embracing the Distractions. Similar to the previous lesson of the focusing techniques, embracing the distractions around you is a lot more of the lines of practicing within resistance. Once you have a firm handle on your meditation habits, starting to increase the distractions around you only exercises that muscle of the ability to tune them out. Think of it like adding resistance or weight to training physically. You need to continually add more weight to gain more strength or to perform in a higher intensity. One of the quick and easy ways to do this is using a focused meditation or focused attention meditation inside a busy environment. At the end of this lesson, we're going to do a little mock meditation, just for about 5 minutes or so, where there's going to be two distinct sounds within the music. There's going to be a low pulsing, and there's going to be birds chirping in the background. You can choose which one you want to focus on, but I want you to focus on it in such a way that you no longer hear the other one. You're going to bring your attention fully to what you're looking at, and you're going to allow that other distraction and that other noise just to wash over top of you. There's other ways you can simulate this while you're meditating, or even sitting around focusing on one noise over another noise and seeing if you can physically change the volume of those noises inside your mind. The more you work with this skill, the better you'll become at it and be able to do it at a lot quicker pace, focusing maybe on conversations in a busy room, different noises within traffic, or even something as simple as music. Have you ever listened to your favorite song and just tried to pick out the bass run? Or only tried to focus on the vocals? Or maybe only the instruments playing the melody in the background? This is a wonderful skill to practice on that is, again, transferable out into your day-to-day life, on your ability to filter out what distracts you and bring your focus level to a whole new height. This is going to become the foundation as you start to work with meditation in a deeper sense, as when you start to experience different visions or different sensations or even temperature changes of your body, you want to have the ability to look past the distraction and not let it become your focal point. Embracing the distractions doesn't mean wrapping them up into a ball and focusing only on that. Embracing them means the idea that they're there and they're okay is just fine, and you're still having the ability to keep your vision on where you choose to look. This is such an important step as far as what you need to do to be able to go inside your mind. Your mind is filled with distractions. It is filled with fragment memories. It is filled with emotions, ideas, fears, dreams. Your ability to think in fragments and then quickly translate into full thoughts is immense. Navigating through that sometimes can feel a bit like a carnival sideshow. Embracing them for what they are and being able to keep your vision sighted on your goal in those moments is crucial. And let's be honest, it makes navigating that kind of circus a lot easier and a lot less stressful. If the expectation is there that the distractions are relevant in your mind and they are going to be there and they are expected, then coming across one isn't such a big deal. But you might ask, maybe at a subconscious level, what happens when I'm purposely distracting myself because subconsciously I'm nervous about coming up on something? Well, that too is okay and expected. But being mindful enough in those moments to see what you're doing and why you're doing it will inherently change it. Sometimes taking a deep breath, acknowledging that it's there, acknowledging the nervousness before you enter back into it again, can help shore up the foundation to make sure you're a lot more steady moving forwards. But I want to reiterate that this is a normal process. People often act defensively when they're a little bit nervous or their last meditation was a bit emotional and they're unsure if they want to go down that road again. Acknowledge it. Let it know that you expected it to be there. And it's okay. You can even tell your nervousness it's okay, like you're consoling a child. Reassure it that you're going to get through it together and that you're safe and that you're protected. You would be surprised what a simple act of kindness like that, when you're reassuring yourself, what it can actually do for you. So be kind to yourself in those moments. Be aware. And expect the distraction. And sometimes it's okay, too, to expect it to show up in different ways. Let's say your doom scroll is your go-to when you're nervous about something and you want to just zone out for a moment. But then all of a sudden, a new game catches your eye. And instead of scrolling on Facebook, now you jump over to this new game and you start playing that. And all of a sudden you lose yourself in whatever it might be, a builder game or a shooting game, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And suddenly the excuse is, well, I have to get my foundation built up in this game so I can get the points to compete. And all these little excuses along the way are the exact same thing as the scroll. They've just manifested in a different way for you to give yourself that excuse in order to miss it. Right? If it was always the same distraction over and over, it's easier to see. But your brain is crafty. You are crafty. When you're nervous about something, those distractions can be the loudest thing in the room. Or when you're upset. I think frustration and nervousness probably take the key role or the center stage that enable the distractions. So if we think of those as our unhealthy, toxic friend that loves to whisper in our ears to do bad things, then frustration and nervousness are probably the most toxic along the ways when it comes to distraction. Because they are so good at whispering. But if we were to embrace them in a big hug, wrap our arms around them, wrap our love around them, and just tell them that it's okay for them to be nervous and it's okay for them to be frustrated, and you're going to get through it together. Then the title of this lesson, Embracing Our Distractions, kind of takes on a different role, doesn't it? Now it's a matter of wrapping them up in our love and in our kindness and treating them with the care that we deserve. Our negative emotions are no different. They deserve care and love just as much as our positive ones do. So, why don't you take a second, get the wiggles out of your body, make sure you're comfy. And then we'll just go through this short exercise. I'm going to let the music play, like I said, for about 5 minutes. And it's just going to be those two sounds. And you'll probably hear them consistently, and then you'll hear them fade in and out. But I want you to pick one of the sounds, whichever one you feel most comfortable with. And just try to focus on that through the entire time. And if you get distracted, remind yourself it's okay. Retrain your focus onto the sound you're choosing, and then carry on. Feel free to repeat this exercise as many times as you like, even down the road in other exercises. It's a great, quick and easy response to start fine-tuning that edge on this skill. Wonderful. Let's begin. Thank you.
Thank you.